Shalom and covenant greetings, my brothers and sisters. I wish everyone here a happy, blessed new year. Shall we just have a word of prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this new day. And now, Lord, as we move on in time, we see the signs, we see the situations around us pointing to the coming of our Lord and Savior. And now may you bless each and everyone, that we be able to have our lamps trimmed and clear, to have that oil which needs to give us the light to lighten up our path in this dark hour. We commit this sharing into your hands, that Lord may it minister to our needs. In Jesus' name we pray with thanks in our hearts. Amen. I wish to read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I want us to reflect on the falling away, and our focus will not be on the falling away of, you know, the main religious systems or the moral decadence, which maybe we can see in our societies. But we want to look at that which concerns us as children of God in our personal walk with Christ. And many times we can talk about the falling away, but I just want us to meditate on a few things, on what the falling away is, how it looks like, and what things can a child of God do to guard against the falling away. Now, the thing is, many times we can talk about signs of the coming of Christ. We can look out for what is happening in the news to see what aspects of prophecies or visions Brother Branham had, which things are fulfilling in our day and time. Much as that is important, it is also crucially important for us to be aware of this important sign that Apostle Paul admonished us about, something we need to look out for, something we need to keep guard against. And he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now, what we can speak of the falling away, it seems to give an impression of something sudden, something at a corporate level, where you see a huge shaking up. But when we look through history, a falling away, whether we speak of it in terms of the nation of Israel, or whether we speak of it as in the history of the church, the falling away is never a sudden event. It is something that happens slowly. It is something which goes unnoticed, but one little step at a time, the process eventually becomes manifest. However, it is only those who are spiritually alert to observe, to discern what really is going on. Now, falling away happens when a transaction with evil occurs. And before a transaction with evil occurs, evil has that silent, or we can say, a gentle knock on the door of the heart. It comes in a way which may not seem aggressive, but it is really sin knocking at the door. And for an example, I want us to look at what happened to the nation of Judah. You know that at one time, Israel was one nation during the time of David, during the time of Solomon. But because of the compromise of Solomon, the kingdoms ended up splitting during the time when the son of Solomon was ruling. However, as these kingdoms split into two nations, you now had what was the nation of Israel and what was the nation of Judah. When you look at the nation of Israel, it had slid into sin, wickedness, worship of idols, and all sorts of things. But the nation of Judah still had a testimony of standing on the word of God. The nation of Judah had righteous kings. However, something happened along the way, and the compromise, the sin, the iniquities which were in Israel started finding themselves in the nation of Judah. How did that happen? Through a transaction with evil. It was during the time of Jehoshaphat. Now, that name should ring a bell in your mind. You remember that time when Elisha needed to prophesy, and Jehoshaphat came with this king of Israel, who was a wicked king, and they desired to know what was the will of God. And the prophet, you know, boldly spoke out. He said, you know, he didn't even want to look at this wicked king because he had made a nation backslide. You know, he came out strongly and he said, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even have looked your way. I wouldn't have even entertained this request you two kings have. But he went ahead, gave a prophecy because there was a righteous king there, Jehoshaphat, who was standing there. But I want you to observe something which happened during the days of Jehoshaphat. Let us listen to the testimony of Jehoshaphat and why even the prophet had respect unto him. We are reading from 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 41. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 41. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. So they were ruling, well, at around this time when you have this wicked king, Ahab. The wife of Ahab was Jezebel. Verse 42, Jehoshaphat was 30 and 5 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 20 and 5 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shili. Verse 43, and he walked in all the ways of Asa, his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. Well, what we can see in verse 43 is a good testimony that Jehoshaphat did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. That's a good testimony. However, we read something in verse 44. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now, we might ask, isn't peace a good thing? Surely, peace is good. It's wonderful. But what are you making peace with? Remember, in one of the prophecies of Daniel in chapter 8, concerning the prophecy that spoke of Antiochus Epiphanes, the man who desecrated the temple in Jerusalem, the Bible says he shall destroy using peace. So now here we see Jehoshaphat going into an alliance with Israel. What is Israel? Well, it seems to have a good name on it. The name which God gave Jacob. It's a good name, but God does not dwell in history. You cannot sustain yourself today by looking back to testimonies which happened yesterday. He is the I am. The question is, what are you in the present? And in the present here, Israel was backslidden. It was led by Ahab. And well, Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now, here is something which happened in verse 48. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion Geba. So here, well, we are told a story. It just looks like, when you just read it in verse 48, it looks like a normal business venture that Jehoshaphat was involved in. And the business did not go well because, you know, he went into this business of ships, you know, trading and all that. And the business idea did not work out right. It was a big loss. And, you know, the fleet was broken. And then in verse 49, we see something here. Then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab. Now we see the son of Ahab saying something to Jehoshaphat. Let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. Well, it's been a bad business, a loss. And then we see the son of Ahab trying to advise Jehoshaphat on what to do. But this man who had already gone into a peace agreement with Ahab, and I should think their relations were okay, he seems not okay with the advice that the son of Ahab gives. You know, Jehoshaphat did not want to entertain that idea further. And when this is all that you read, well, you don't get the other details of what really was going on. But here are the details. We find them in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 35 to 37. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 35. And after this did Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, join himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezion Geba. So this was a partnership arrangement. It was a business transaction which involved partnership between Jehoshaphat and this king of Israel. And well, that was a man whose heart was given to God. But somehow, when he entered into this business relationship, to him it was just a transaction. He felt it was okay as long as he was still walking in the ways of the integrity before God. He didn't see any problem that would occur out of a business transaction with this Israelite king. But in verse 37, we read something. Then Eliezer, the son of Dodava of Maresha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy works, and the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish. So now here it comes to light why Jehoshaphat could not take the advice of moving on with this, you know, business idea, God was involved. Yeah, God was involved. And we're going to end on this note, but here is something we need to reflect on. When we speak about falling away, don't look out at it, you know, like it is something big. It will be something which will just happen in your religious life or your spiritual life or what you believe. It's a very subtle process. You see, when you are a believer and you receive the Holy Spirit, God becomes the ruler of your heart. Everything you do has to be a walk with the Lord. Your circles, conversations you have, is it really God walking with you? What we are seeing in the life of Jehoshaphat, his personal life, he was still a prayerful man. He was still a man who died fearing God. But here is something which happens at a business level, something you would think, well, this doesn't involve religiousness, but he goes into a business relationship with people who had no regard for God, people who had made a nation of Israel compromise and do terrible things. And as we would see tomorrow, that had terrible implications on the nation of Judah. Shalom, and God bless you. Amen.